Mother, you mean so much to me. You shine your beauty every day. My rock, you've been always to end forever there for me. All you wanted was our best, but the best we got in you.
Okay, so hey, welcome guys. Yeah, today we're gonna be going over the song Try to Be Like You. This is a song that came out in 2019, and this actually, I was in a, well, the car was getting fixed, it was getting worked on, and it was at Harbortown. There's a mechanic, Joe, who's done some great work for me. Anyway, he was working on the car, and you know, I had my guitar with me, and I guess you never know where a song is going to come out. You know, I just remember just sitting down and being in the little waiting area, and you know, this song just plopped right out. It's really came out really quick. It's probably one of the most simplest songs that I personally have or have experienced. So anyway, let's dive in, man. Yeah, it was 2019. It's a Dadgad tuning. It's got a capo on that fifth fret. And let's just dive into the lyrics here. Mother, you mean so much to me. You shine your beauty every day. You know, that's, you know, my mother is very beautiful inside and out. And, you know, you know, it's a way to express. I mean, it just kind of speaks for itself. It's just, you know, all our moms, I would think, are really important to us and very special to us. You know, they've worked so hard and share so much and made the time for us. And I think you don't appreciate it till you have your own kids and you see the struggle. And I think that's probably the biggest point of this song for me is, you know, you're trying to give back. Well, I'm trying to give back as mom gave to me. So, second verse, my rock, you've been always true and forever there for me. You know, it's a beautiful thing to have a person who's committed to another person. And, you know, mom's always been true to dad, and it's a beautiful thing, man, and vice versa. And, when you can experience that, I hope you get to, it's a beautiful thing when you have a partner that's committed to you and vice versa, where you're committed to each other. It's less and less more nowadays, but, you know, it can happen. It's there. You know, I believe that God commits to us when we open up to Him. He has a commitment towards us to cleaning us up and sanctifying us and shining His light through us. So, anyway, you know, forever there for me. You know, I've had a lifetime of love and support from both my parents, and sometimes I just feel like this spoiled brat, you know. It's like, I've just, you know, it's not just as a kid, but, you know, even now, today, you know, my parents have just supported me and been there and encouraged me. And, man, I've gone through a lot of experiences where I've got to see how parents are not there for their kids. And I see the result of that. And, you know, it's, it humbles you. It has humbled me, like, you know, that I've been able to have loving parents, caring, supportive parents, because I took that for granted. I thought everybody had that. And that is, it's opposite of that. You know, it's a rare thing to have both parents in the house and to have that much love. I mean, I really have been blessed big time. And it's been a lifetime. It's been a lifetime worth of love from both my parents. Now, going to the next part, the chorus or whatever, wanted nothing from us, wanted nothing in return. You know, that's that unconditional love where you're giving love and you're not expecting anything in return. Because I know growing up, you know, especially in teenage years, you know, I didn't really have a whole lot of love for anybody or myself. All you wanted was our best, but the best we got in you. Oh, I love that line. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's, to me, it's a spiritual thing. You know, when you're giving your best, you know, it's like, it's not about like getting, it's about giving. And sometimes it's better to give than to receive. So anyways, verse 3, days when I cried, tears did you wipe. Now I try to be like you. And then it just kind of keeps going. Now I'll try to be like you. I'll try to be like you. Because, you know, it's a challenge. You know, it's, you know, you want to be there for other people. And sometimes when people are hurting, for a man or for a dad, sometimes it's hard to connect with the other, especially if you're triggered or you don't know how to handle some of those whinings or crying, or you have a task in line or you're running late. You know, it's hard to slow down and connect with a child. At least it's been my experience. And, you know, I hope to get better in that area. And, yeah, so, you know, I would say that's it's a short one today. Man, that's about it. Like I shared, this is a pretty simple song. This came out in 2019. I believe I printed some copies off for mom, and she was doing something that day. And then I think the next year, well, it was COVID next year, so we didn't end up going over there. And then, you know, this song kind of got buried for, what, 5 years? And, you know, I'm thinking, I couldn't remember if I'd given mom a copy or if I'd sent her an MP3 or anything, because, you know, I did a quick kind of demo record back in 2019, and apparently I didn't, you know. So it's, this year's 2024, and, you know, I got to, had the opportunity to play it at church, which was a blessing. And then afterwards, stopped by mom's and, you know, got to play for her, and she's like, I think she was kind of shocked, like, what? And, you know, what was her comment? Something about teenage years or something. She's like, oh, you didn't feel that way when you're a teenager. Well, no, because, you know, you don't have that experience of having your own kids, and you don't know what a challenge it is, and you don't know the struggle. And, you know, well, I missed a line in there. Now I'm older and I struggle just to keep up with this and that and all these things to do. You know, as a parent, you got so much, you know, there's so much going on. And, you know, to have, you know, to be able to be there for your children is it's a challenge. So kudos to mom. God bless you, mom. Love you. And, thanks for all your help, all your support. Like I shared, I've had a lifetime of love and support. So Let's go ahead and take a break. Here comes the train, and we'll come back with just a little bit of scripture. All right, guys.
It was our best, but the best we got in you. Now I'm older, and I struggle just to keep up with this and that and all these things to do. Days when I cried, tears did you wipe. Now I try being like you. Now I'll try being like you. I'll try to be like you.
Okay, guys, so we'll be diving into what we're going to be reading from the Amplified Bible, which, how do I explain that? It's got these brackets that kind of explain it into a little, like, more detail, so at first, I didn't like that extra from that, but something happened to me maybe a couple years ago that changed my mind. And, you know, I enjoy a lot of different versions of the Bible. And so, to me, I love having the different versions because it just brings a little something else out. And you never know when or where it's going to come out. So, main thing is that you're diving into your word. You get into it daily. Nowadays, you really need it every day. So, you know, this is a small way for me to give back of, you know, just little insights and just time I've spent diving into scripture. So, today we're going to be diving into 1 Peter chapter 4. And let's see, 4 verse 8. And we're going to do 10. And I'll read 9 just because I didn't really want to talk a whole lot about the 9, but I'll just read it so you can maybe get an idea of kind of what it adds a little bit. It looks like it's got a lot of those brackets in there. But anyway, 1 Peter 4, 8. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins, and then it's got bracketed, forgives and disregards the offenses of others. And then it's got another bracket of Proverbs 10:12. So you could look that up. Must be some kind of a something that goes along with that. But, you know, as a mother, you would think, you know, it seems like mothers just have that grace and that love. It's a natural thing for them. I think it's a little bit harder work for us guys in a way. I could be wrong. But anyway, it just seems more natural for mothers. So I would think that it'd be a way to a love. I never looked at a way of loving somebody could involve, like, forgiving them. And exactly like this says, disregarding their offenses. And so I think a mother's heart naturally does that. At the same time, I think you would have to work at it sometimes. And, you know, what a great example to me of, you know, being able to love somebody through forgiveness and, you know, to disregard someone's offenses, especially towards us. That's not an easy thing to do. You know, there's ways to do that. You can do inventory. You can write on it. You can do a enemy image exercise. You could pray for the person. You know, to me, it's not easy. When I get a resentment, it's hard work. And I would say those resentments, for me, it's a number one offender for somebody in recovery, because, you know, it's like you're blocking the spirit. There's it's, you know, I grew up just having a heart of anger and hate, and that it's no way to live. And you know, sometimes I don't want to sit in that anymore. I spend enough time doing that, and so I know both sides of it. Now let's check out 9, just because it's pretty cool, and then we'll go into 10, do some comments on 10. It says, practice hospitality to one another, and then it's got parentheses, those of the household of faith, parentheses, and then it's got brackets, be hospitable, be a lover of strangers with brotherly affection for the unknown guests, the foreigner, the poor, and all others who come your way who are in Christ's body. And then the brackets are done. And then it's got another brackets. In each instance, bracket, do it ungrudgingly. And then it's got quotations, or I don't even know what to call them. Cordially and graciously, without complaining, but as representing him. So there's a lot there. I don't think I'm going to comment on that, but I like the unknown guest, like in Les Mis, in that movie, they say that, our unknown guest, or anyway, I just think that's cool. To me, what hits me is the, you know, without complaining, you know, I can be such a complainer, man. Like, I hope to get better in that area. But anyway, 10, as each of you has received a gift, and then it's got a quote thing, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, and then it's got that at the end of it, employ it for one another as benefits, good trustees of God's many-sided grace. Then it's got brackets, faithful stewards of the extremely diverse powers and gifts granted to Christians by unmerited favor, bracket. So I guess I would like to highlight that, as each of you has received a gift, a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment. You know, I believe that, you know, God gives us all custom gifts and our personality, and, you know, I think especially for moms. So I believe that God works through us, and you know, like my buddy Butler shares, you know, he said, you know, if it weren't for moms, kids wouldn't survive, man. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I think, you know, if you're a mother and you're listening to this, I would love to encourage you that, you know, you have something very special for your child. You have an opportunity to be yourself, but also God's given you that special heart of love and tenderness and ability to care as no other can for their child. So I believe that when you invite Christ in, you have that much more spiritual help. And so it's God working through you. And, you know, that's a great combination of utilizing your talents and teaming up, you're partnering up with the God Almighty, with maker of heaven and earth. Like, when you partner up with that power, man, there's something about it. There's a yielding I've experienced where you yield and you put your soul in God's hands. I just read something like that too. It was real close to that. You put your soul in God's hands and you trust Him, because it's the word said that God will never fail you. Now, I've misquoted that. It's somewhere in the same vicinity. I think it was in Peter. I can try and find it. But I remember reading that and just thinking, man, that's amazing, because I don't ever remember reading in Scripture that God will never fail you. I don't ever remember hearing that, but I try and personalize that. When I read that stuff, I think to myself, you know, I have put my soul in God's care, to my maker, to the creator who created me. And so I say that to myself, God will, he won't let me down. He'll never fail me. And so, you know, I need those daily reminders, because when you're walking a life of faith and you're trying to live it, you need that daily encouragement. And, you know, the word of God is true. And so, you know, I try and take, that's what I roll with. I got this little mini amplified Bible, and, you know, I was just reading that today, and love to encourage any of the listeners to dive in. And yeah, like, just get you a little mini Bible and carry that thing around. When you get a chance, you bust that out. Instead of going right to your phone as a habit, go to your Bible first. I'm telling you, peoples, it'll minister to you. It'll get down in your soul. You have to. This world will distract you and suck you dry. It'll leave you lifeless. And the Word of God will fill you up, give you a new life, give you a hope, give you an eternal hope. And you know, I'm excited for that. I know I have a eternal home with my Heavenly Father and family and friends who put their trust in the Lord Jesus. And I can't wait till that day. It's going to be a great day. At the same time, you know, we're walking here on earth, and, you know, we got to have our word to supplement us and keep us going. And so I hope you've been encouraged with that. Man, God, just turn your life over to God, who created you. Turn your soul over to him, and he will never let you down. So, all right, guys, let's leave it at that. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you next week for, we'll be back into the Home album, and we'll be diving into Open the Door. So, man, we're getting to the end of the album and the back tracks, but anyway, looking forward to it, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Kudos to all your work. Man, Lord's shining through you guys. God bless. Love you. See you guys.
Days when I cried, tears did you wipe. Now I try being like you. Now I'll try being like you. I'll try to be